SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Top election official in Maine has disqualified Donald Trump from that state ballot in next year's presidential primary.
Maine becomes the second state to bar the former president for his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, a Democrat, concluded that Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in 2024, incited an insurrection when he spread false claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election and then urged his supporters to march on the Capitol to stop lawmakers from certifying the vote. The decision came after a group of former Maine lawmakers said that Trump should be disqualified based on a provision of the U.S. Constitution. Bellows suspended her decision until the state Supreme Court can rule on the matter. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the list of security challenges keeps growing for election officials preparing for next year's presidential vote.
Many of the concerns from 4 years ago persist. These include possible cyber attacks targeting voter registration systems or websites that report unofficial results, and the potential for equipment problems or human errors to be amplified by those seeking to undermine confidence in the outcome. New risks that have emerged include death threats directed at election workers and security breaches inside election offices. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant camp on the banks of the Rio Grande as U.S. pressure mounts to limit a surge of people actually reaching the border. Operation using heavy machinery and workers with machetes across the Brownsville, Texas area continued this week as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexican President Obrador in Mexico City. This is SRN News. The YouVersion Bible app is one of the most popular on Earth today, and every December it announces its verse of the year, the one more people turn to than any other. Bobby Grunewald is company CEO.
The verse this year that had the most bookmark highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
In fact, this is the third year since 2020 that Isaiah 41:10 wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
And more people are downloading YouVersion and getting into the Word, which Grunewald said is a very good sign. This is SRN News. Might seem like a rather odd combination, but here goes. Girls and football. John Scott explains.
Flag football's inclusion in the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles only enhances the profile of a sport that's growing by leaps and bounds on the women's side. Flag football is already sanctioned as a varsity sport for girls in 8 states, with more seemingly on the way. The sport has also received the backing from the NFL, which sponsors leagues. And nearly 24 NAIA colleges are now issuing scholarships to female players. On the youth level, teams and leagues are springing up from coast to coast and even from continent to continent, John Scott reported.
On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials gaining 53 points, S&P 500 ahead just a fraction, the NASDAQ down 4 points. More details at srnnews.com.